Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
101 in the nation's capital. And, Benjamin, looked like we got a little bit of heat today. I mean, I take it anyway. I just want to be able to see it. Wet, hot, dry, no matter what. Because I've learned, be careful about complaining about the weather. Because there's another option that I could deliver to you, because then you'll have no option on it. 1-800-636-1067. Got a game 6. I'm a game 7 guy. Did you have a horse, Bennett? Did you have a horse in the race in the NBA finals?
I didn't expect the Pacers to make it this far, but
really,
I always thought they were very, very good.
Okay, good. All right.
But they steamrolled through the East a little bit, if you think about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the end, you know, you'll look back at the end of these finals. I think these are two of the best teams right now, considering health. You know, the Cavs, you know, weren't healthy. The Bucks weren't relatively healthy, but Pacers were better. And then Pacers were just better, playing better at the time against the Knicks. And now the Pacers are having health issues with Haliburton.
See, I like to refer to it as that they're having depth issues. Remember earlier when a caller called in and at an OTA? You know why? Because I know how he prepares, how he trains. He might be their number one soldier on the entire team. As a matter of fact, off my top of my head, I would probably make him that. The number one commander. It's business. But what I don't know and what I'm not excited about on point is about who's number two, who's number three, who's number four. That's what my offseason is all about. So anytime I can upgrade that, that's what I'm doing now. I'm building. Haliburton, everybody, SGA. But what happens if SGA was to turn his ankle? What's the first thing comes to your mind? There's two of them. So they need to accept it. But everybody at this point is good enough to overcome one injury. If not, you wouldn't be here right now. I'm not buying it.
Doc, I agree with you, but this has been Indiana's best player. Him and Pascal Siakam have been phenomenal.
I think Pascal Siakam is the best player.
No, absolutely. But, you know, when you lose the guy who pretty much runs your offense.
Oh, I like him. No. I'm not down on the brother. I think he is. He gets scrutinized a lot. He's a baller. Makes big shots. I mean, I ain't mad at none of that. I think he is a point guard. He kind of reminds me of the kind of flack. I thought Henry Bibby back in the day received that. Some guys are not totally appreciated for their game. The game is the way it comes off. But would I want to be his teammate? Heck yes. Heck yes. Likeable dude, hit shots and all that. But something is different about his game because he's not selfish. Can they win without him the entire game? Well, that's yet to be seen. But do they have enough talent? Yeah, but their bench has been extended and they've come up. And then there's OKC. I mean, they put the OKC, they put the Thunder on the heels. I mean, this has not been smoke and mirrors. I mean, the Pacers D you up. I mean, they get in your chest too. I've been impressed. I really have. And I thought early on, five, this would be over. When they took game one, I said, hold it, Slim. Hold it. Hold it. Because I want seven. I don't have a horse in the race. I'm one of the people that go on trial and say, I did not watch one complete game of OKC the entire season. Not in its entirety. And I love the way they play. I mean, the arena, when we went through all this when they had KD, I know how their fan base is. It's been a thrill. The defense is amazing because I've been begging for it. If you don't have a horse in the race and you just want to see ball, what is there not to like about this? What do you not like about this? I don't know. That's the thing I say to myself. What more do you not want? Highly competitive. It's been a thrill to have this relationship with a remote control and your screen because you don't have to change it. Between the puck and the round ball, it's been, what more do you want? The competition, I know, I understand. You really wish that you could have gotten a little bit more in the hockey if it didn't work out the way you wanted it to in the end. But can you say that there was a lack of effort? No, you can't. You just can't. Lack of skill, Dreisaitl, I mean, this brother, he was unbelievable. But Florida just has more talent. It was just absolute buzzsaw. And you know, when you start flopping around with your netminder and going back and exchanging, that's when I said, oh, no, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm just not sure. I'm just not sure. But tonight, game six, I want seven. I don't think I'm going to get it. You know, I really don't. I don't think I'm going to get it, but that's what I want. I got to be honest with you that's what I want, but I don't think I'm going to get it. So you think we're going to get it, huh? You do? We'll see. He's absolute clown show. With do you believe he got a visa? They let him out of the country? You said Ricardo's? Is Ricardo still on hold?
Hello?
Okay. Hey, Ricardo, what's up, brother?
The doctor. Happy Juneteenth. If I could chime in back on the baseball, I'd like to, and you know, I can talk a little bit about the NBA finals also. I know you're a big baseball fan, and I'm with Bones also. About me and Bones about the same age. Bonesy, my man, we about the same age, so we did grow up on baseball with the old Washington Senators, and I think I had some previous conversations with you about some of the Senator stories back in the day, even though, you know, we were young at that time, you know, 12, 13 years old around the time they left. But, yeah, this version of the Nationals, this just really, really is sad. I was actually at the game last night, and by far the biggest highlight was just the tribute to the Negro Leagues and giving the Josh Gibson bobblehead. They had Josh Gibson's great grandson there speaking, and you know, some of the young kids there's in the youth leagues that they're trying to promote, and they even had a couple of ex-Negro leaguers. And I didn't realize the Negro leagues were still in operation into the 50s and 60s, but they had some guys that played then. But the Nationals, it's sad. This is just unacceptable after winning the World Series in 2019, and the learners don't want to put money into the team. It's just, you know, we got some pretty good fans for the Nationals. It was a pretty good crowd last night, and even though it was like an hour and 45-minute rain delay. So I don't know. And like Bonesy says, the player's not showing passion. Let me ask you this, Doc. What did you think of Davey's comments that it's never on the manager and coaches? It's all on the players. What did you think about that comment that Davey had the other day?
For grown-ass adults, I'm not too far off from what he's saying.
Yeah.
I mean, you're getting paid. See, here's the thing about it, man. You want to make the most money. Everybody wants to get paid. Well, everybody's got to take responsibility. Little League, I'm teaching you. Pony League, high school, college, all that. You're in the pros. Yeah, although we still know there's a developmental curve, you can still get better. Davey don't play anymore.
Yeah.
You in the field, you can't ground a ground ball, that's Davey's fault? Okay, you can say if you want to. I think both can be right. I feel like I can win an argument on either side. Whatever turns you on, I just care about the final score. If we're losing, I don't want to play the blame game. I want to get people that are more competitive. But I got to change something. What I cannot do is let it stay pat, because then you get used to it. You think I'm going to tolerate it. See, I could never do that. Could never do that.
No,
there's got to be. See, I'm gonna pay you what you need. I'm gonna pay you what you deserve. I believe in rewards for success, but I also believe there's consequences for failure. Otherwise, you'll get too comfortable. You'll think that I will allow you. That's like you coming in my sitting on my couch, going in my refrigerator, not paying no rent. What? No, Slim. Nuh-uh. You're not paying no rent. You got to ask for something. I'll feed you. But it'd be on command, not demand, command. So, no, brother, I just don't have a lot of patience for pros. I have a total patience for high school and college. You learn and develop it. These are grown-ass men. And I got you overrunning bases. I got you missing cutoff. What?
You know what?
Now I got to go back. Well, who the hell's training you? Hey, and if they're not good enough to get your attention, that's a me problem.
You know what really was almost like the straw that broke the camel's back? When they let the Colorado Rockies score on a suicide squeeze bunt.
I know.
And you hardly ever see that. And it was like, how did we let that? Did you see that?
Yeah. We seen all the pain.
Ridiculous, man.
And you know they're good, too.
I haven't seen that play work in years.
Yeah, I know. But, and I mean, and you know these people know what they're doing because you've seen their work before.
Right.
You know, you see. So it's not like they've never done. You know they're good. You know they know what's going on. But somebody's got to be in charge to say this won't be tolerated. This won't be tolerated.
Amen to that.
And if you don't do that, it'll be just like we're going through this crap that we went through with the Burgundy and Gold. It'll just keep going on and on and on until you get.
We're ready for
real
change of ownership. That's for sure.
There you go. You got it. Well, that may be. You hear that a lot. I'm not spending their money, because it's not like their way hasn't ever worked. But just my problem with it is that it doesn't work enough. I think they should have won more often with the talent they had and have had.
Well, it's worked under the learners, you know, the father. This was the son took over. Well, even, you know, the learner's father was still living too when we were kind of going down here after 2019. Yeah. But, it's definitely gotten worse under the son. So
yeah, and maybe have gotten worse on the field, but their portfolio hadn't gotten worse.
You know what I'm saying? How about that? Yeah, how about that? But
I ain't mad. That's just what I'm saying. We all have to put ourselves in their shoes.
Yeah.
Would you fire yourself?
No, but
I didn't think you would.
I mean, they can make a big profit by selling the team like Snyder did, and it would all do us, I think, a big favor if we can get a more competent owner. So it's not like, you know, if they sell the team, they're going to make a profit. So like Snyder did, as I said. So, you know, but we shall see what we shall see. I like OKC tonight, but I like to see Game 7. And you're right, it's been a good series. And for, you know, basketball junkies like me and you, it's been great. And so what more could you ask for? It's been
pushing each other to the limits. We're going to get the Rooster. He's agreed. Now, damn, they had to give up birthrights. I just want him to explain, because his hockey IQ is off the charts. I know I can see the Florida Panthers. I understand. I want to know why.
Yeah.
I want to know why. And because I'm telling you, what they got going on, it is a monster. They're able to pick. And I know the GM is a beast. But what I'm saying is that the fundamentals of it, and I think we're going in the right direction. Obviously, you know, Carberry, we got good part pieces to it, but we got blown away in the playoffs, and so we got to tweak some things. And I just like to know how winning is constructed, and I can't tell you that watching it, but Rooster can. He'll join us at the bottom of the hour. Appreciate talking, man. It's always good to hear your voice. Let me know out there. We still got some canines out there still kicking it up. That's a beautiful thing. That is a good thing. Hey, Bennett, we cooking, man. We're cooking with that right oil. That's all I'm saying. And it is working. 117 in the nation's capital. Coming up on a break. And I want to make sure I don't get in Bennett's doghouse, because I think we're good right now. Bennett, taking a break? Okay, then we're good. He said we're good. And then we can keep balling. I like that. Big news, though, with Russell. Huh? Okay. Having Russell, that's big. Big Tony's back in town. He was out the country. I don't know how the hell he got a visa. See, this is the thing about us, man. If Big Tony can get a visa, then I do not think the security, we're too loose. We're too loose. That scares the heck out of me. If he could get a visa, then my God. We are in trouble. That's serious. But the Steelers. Okay, so we got, I'll save my story, because I got something for Big Tony and the Steelers. Steelers. I can't wait to get to it. Because, boy, the next 15 years of his life is going to be ugly. Little, welcome home.
What's going on, legend? Shout out to your man, Bennett. Hey,
yeah,
Doc,
Bennett's good people, man.
Right, yeah, I got a shout out to a young brother, man. He come up in D.C. His birthday today. I know he listened to you, man, but he was a hell of a ball player, Doc. I played a little pop ball back in the day, too, but I football with my game. I'm going to piggyback all what Bones was saying. And Ricardo, fundamental, Doc, I ain't seen in that. Now, as a matter of fact, I did a little checkup on him. In the seventh inning, from the sixth inning and beyond, the Nats lead the league in double play committed. Double plays they commit because ain't nobody trying to lay a bunt down and move a run over. Those are little fundamental things that I don't see with them, Doc. But look, shout out to my man Perry. They used to call him Tookie. Hell of a ball player, but he got a little trouble lifestyle that he was living. But he was a hell of a ball player. I played with his brother, Wayne Perry. But look, this is what they got to do. Go back to running them bases. Show a little aggressive. And you know what I'm saying, Doc? Piggyback off what I'm saying, I ain't seen the Nats lay a bunt down all season to move the runner. And it's stuff like that, man, make you shake your head. Because, you know, like I said, I'm football, but I do know fundamental situation because I played a little pee wee ball too. You know what I'm saying?
Well, everybody our age. Like,
yeah,
that was,
man.
I mean, that was our foundation. I mean, growing up back in the day, little,
it's
you're just telling
like,
your
wow.
age. But I appreciate you, dog. Dude. Appreciate you calling.
All right, big fella.
And stay, right, just stay strong.
Let y'all stay up, man.
Yeah, stay strong. Right, enjoy yourself. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. Bottom of the hour. Cock-a-doodle-doo. Hey, man, this is almost like a clinic on winning. And I had asked a question. I had to go to the Rooster and say, hey, man, Florida, the Panthers, this is not, they didn't just get lucky. I mean, they are doing a power play that's off the chart. And I want to know why. Bottom of the hour, he joined us. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wants to be a part of a streak. One man that's never been a part of a losing streak is my dear friend, Chris Russell, a.k.a. The Rooster. He wouldn't know what it's like to be on a losing streak. Been a lifetime winner. But, brother, first of all, how are you, man? How's your family?
I'm good, Doc. Thanks for having me. And I'm no champion like you are, my friend. So I hope you are well, and I hope everything is okay with you.
Yeah, we're hanging in there. I always credit
Matty
you.
Ice, by the way. Matty Ice, by the way, says hello. We're about to record our wrestling podcast.
Oh, that's my
Rooster
brother
and the Rookie.
Tell my brother there's nothing but love for him. I won't keep you long. I just
no
when
problem.
I talk winning, and I
yeah.
see the Florida Panthers and your commitment
yeah.
to the game is the reason why I have refocused myself a couple of years ago, because you were right. And we were underappreciating something that is so artful and
mm-hmm.
physical and is the ultimate game of teamwork, because the guy's shuffling in and off it is the ultimate display of teamwork. And so,
yeah.
and love what's happening here with us, Ovi, you know, Bart, the whole nine yards. But this thing that's going down, going on right now in Florida. It's a steamroller. And I'm just wondering, why is this machine so awesome? And it has had interchangeable parts, and it just continues to steamroll. I don't have the eye to be able to detect what could stop it. So I said, let me ask you if you could explain to the listeners why they are so doggone dominant.
All right, so it's complicated, but I can sum it up like this. Bill Zito, who's the general manager, and Paul Maurice, who's the head coach.
Love it.
I mean, they are unbelievably smart and crafty and with it and understand what it takes in hockey nowadays to not only play an 82-game regular season, Doc, but to go the full grind of a four-round playoff series in terms of the way they built their roster, right? So you think about it, right? A couple of years ago, they made a trade for a guy who was a former number one overall pick who was successful in helping them turn it around in South Florida and become relevant again. And Jonathan Huberto, they traded him to Calgary, right? And they brought in a guy that a lot of hockey fans knew, but maybe didn't know who was as good as he was in Matthew Tkachuk, right? Mm-hmm. And Tkachuk, along with guys like Alexander Barkov, who's their captain, who's a great defensive forward, and Sergei Bobrovsky, who they signed to a big deal, which I thought was not a great deal when they signed it, and others, have just galvanized that team, that community, that leadership group on ice, off the ice. They've become, they all talk about the brotherhood, right, that we heard so much about with Dan Quinn and the Washington Commanders. That's one. That trade, which was a gutsy, ballsy trade when they made it, I did not think that that was a great trade when they made it. I was like, what are they doing? Has worked wonders. And then you look at the trade deadline, Doc, and just to give a name that I'm sure many Capitals fans and just casual hockey fans know, they go out and get Brad Marchand, right? Mm-hmm. And earlier they had made a trade for Seth Jones from Chicago, who's a really good defenseman, and he won his first Stanley Cup the other night, and they had brought in Nate Schmidt, who started his career here. But they go out and get Brad Marchand at the trade deadline, who's injured and who's not available to them to play for like a month, month plus. And Tkachuk himself gets hurt at the Four Nations faceoff tournament. They thought he was out for the year. He thought he was out for the year. When this team was coming down the stretch, they weren't playing very good. I saw them in mid-March at Capital One Arena. They got blown out. And yet they got healthy. They made these moves. They've been aggressive. They built their team four lines deep. They have guys that elevate and galvanize their game at the absolute right time. Step up in the playoffs as opposed to stepping down, which I think too much of that happened with the Capitals, and that's why they are back-to-back defending champions. And don't forget, Doc, they went to the Stanley Cup Finals 3 years ago and lost. So they've been in the Stanley Cup Final 3 years in a row, and now they've won 2 years in a row. So it'll be really interesting to see what they look like when they come back, because they've got a couple of key free agents. But that's the nuts and bolts of what they built down in South Florida.
And then in South Florida, I remember your comments when Tampa had gone on their cup run and were doing well. And it's something about the beach and the ice. I think it's a hell of a I like the spirit on it. But when I was watching the show, and they were talking about the thing that so attracted me was the team-building qualities of Zito. And it reminded me of what's going on here in Washington, the cross-culture. He picking up meals on the road, and they're all eating together. They're always together. And Edmonton, no slouch now.
Yeah.
And I just thought that even might have had equal or more talent. But just Draisaitl, to me, I was thinking, who has a Batman and Robin? They maybe have two Batmans.
Mm-hmm.
But well, they just didn't get it right between the pipes.
You know, Doc, here's the thing. They have arguably the two most talented guys in the game, McDavid and Draisaitl.
So my eyes didn't lie.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah. So in this series and in that and in the sport, they might have the two most talented guys in those guys. But what they don't have is a great defensive unit, and they certainly do not have a great goaltender. And that's the problem, right? Yes, the Capitals struggled for a long time to find the answer to Braden Holtby, right? And they think they have the answer right now in the tag team of Logan Thompson and Charlie Lindgren, but they think... And I say I think, and they think, because there were some spotty moments for Logan Thompson in that Carolina series. So there's some answers or questions to answer. Edmonton knows that they have what they have, top-shelf talent, right? But they know what they need. They absolutely know what they need, in addition to locking up Connor McDavid long-term, because he's only got 1 year left on his deal. Draisaitl's locked in. So they have a lot of work to do this offseason after a second consecutive trip to the Stanley Cup final, but falling short this time in six games as opposed to seven games last year. They're a team that could look dramatically different, but they need what the Capitals have needed for such a long time since the Cup run, and that is a bona fide goaltending situation, maybe not just one, two, and that's why they probably fell short, and ultimately they got their doors blown off in the last two games because they didn't show up in the first period, and that was disappointing to me. A, them not showing up in the first period, it was kind of like Ron Rivera's 2023 Commanders, which you remember so well, right? Where they thought Please the game started at 2:30. You know, they thought the game's doc started at 2:30 instead of 1 o'clock, right? They'd show up an hour and a half late. Well, that was kind of like Edmonton over the last really part of this series, and especially the last two games. They got their doors blown off in the first period, and they were never able to recover after such a tremendous back and forth four games to start the series. They got ambushed, and part of it is their defense, a big part of it is their goaltending, and a big part of it is not showing up ready to play.
Brother, I appreciate the input. I was so excited about watching all of this, and it was a good watch. Sometimes in watching and trying to learn it, and I think Gretzky, the intermission, the guys that talk, he's one of the rare goats that speaks and is on these shows. And I find that to be really cool. And I could tell Edmonton means something to him, obviously.
Sure.
And he showed me that I could sense the pain coming from him in the intermission. And that's when I knew that it really mattered. And it's hard. And I hope that... I heard MJ is going to be with NBC, Michael Jordan, the GOAT, and I hope that works out. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, and I think it'll be, you know, kind of a limited schedule, kind of like how Wayne Gretzky has with the NHL on TNT, and he did more early on, and then they kind of found a role where, okay, he only works like the special events and whatnot, because they don't necessarily need him every night or for him to be traveling to Atlanta from Toronto or wherever. You know, so I would imagine a very similar role for Michael Jordan at NBC, and I haven't seen all the details. But when you get that kind of insight, when you get that kind of panache, if you will, on your broadcast, and I know the television ratings stink, Doc, but you know how I kind of feel about television ratings. I kind of feel they're arbitrary and not realistic. Mm-hmm. You know, that just kind of adds spice. And like you said, you know, he knew, and the hockey world knew when they were up 3-0, I think it was after 2 on Tuesday night in that deciding game. And then with 7 minutes left, right, they're down 3-0 and they have to pull their goaltender with 7 minutes left, because you're not down 1, you're not down 2, you're down 3 and your season is on the line. It's over. And then they score. Florida does. Sam Bennett, who had 4 goals the other night, who's, by the way, a free agent, you know, and is going to make a lot of money wherever he goes. That was incredible to kind of see that play out, and then it only got worse for Edmonton from that point. But still a very good hockey club, I'll just say this one thing. It is very clear, not only the Capitals, but other teams have a lot to do, a lot of work to do to get to the level of Edmonton and Florida.
My brother, this is priceless. Thank you for sharing with the DMV, man, and Chris Russell. Courtesy of the Rude Guest Hotline, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. none but love for you, man. Hug the family for me, and we can't wait to get you back here in the nation's capital because we don't like sharing you.
You got it, Doc. Thank you, as always, for the good words. And much love to you and your family, and I can't wait to work with you again, okay?
Appreciate you, man. As Coach Thompson would say, Russell is simply one of the best. We go to break. We'll come back, and we'll keep cranking it up here, courtesy of the MGM National Listener Line, 1-800-636-1067. DOC in for B. Mitch and Finley.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
11:47 in the nation's capital. Don't you feel like your puck IQ has been increased? Courtesy of Cock-a-Doodle-Doo. Rooster and good people. And Essek was actually with them there taping their award-winning podcast and WWE style. But it's good to kick it up and always good to learn. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. And got another original canine on the horn. Toothpick, what up?
What's good, Doc? How are you, man?
Hey, man. Back in the batter's box, man. You know, it's taking
yes,
BP.
Sir.
Yeah, you know. It's
yes,
swinging.
Sir. Mm-hmm. Well, Doc, look, I want to talk to you about tonight's event, possible elimination, about that little round ball.
Six? You mean game six?
Yeah, game six. Possibly the end all, right? Depending on if Tyreek can show up and show out. Doc, we talked about it, how close these two teams were before the series kicked off. And without a superstar, without their do-everything guy, I just don't see a way for the Pacers to extend this to seven. And I wanted it to go seven. That's the best word in all of sports, game seven, right? But I just don't see how it's possible. Not with the way that OKC played. Now, I do understand the atmosphere that the Pacers fans present, And that may have a little something to do with it for like the first 15 minutes or so. And then it's basketball after that. I mean, what do you see, Doc? What do you see?
I don't know if it's just TJ McConnell, man. I actually think there are moments in the offense when he's the way his motor, I mean, he's like a Ferrari. When he's going, I'm not taking anything away from Halliburton. Love the dude. I think he is a terrific point guard. He's like a longer version, really, of McConnell. But I like TJ, man. They run it. It's different, but I like it. It's not like they don't have another alternative. Don't underestimate TJ, man. I like their offense with him. Now, can he do it? The question is, how much are we going to get out of him at all? Or is he going to be a distraction? And Tyrese, because really Tyrese hadn't raised a whole bunch of hell early in these games. It's not like you're losing. Late now. No, he's a closer. But at this point, man, I'll go with TJ. I'll go with TJ. And I would bank on, if I feel like the rest will help him to get to a game 7, that's the question you got to do. You got to say to yourself, if you're Carlisle, maybe I'm going to do okie doke, but I'd pull him, I'd go with TJ and read it if rest is the key.
Yeah.
But they got, like, you know, medical, they got science now, man. They might have a pill. I mean, who knows? But I'll tell you this. If I'm his teammate, I'm going to say, hey, Slim, sit this one out. We got you. Because you don't want somebody limping out there. Man, I'm in an elimination game. I'm going to say 2-pick. We got you, dude, Slim. We got you. Because I'd rather have I'd rather have TJ McConnell out there doing his thing than me worrying about Tyrese Halliburton, and whether or not he can go. That's why we have a full roster. Depth has been their key.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no. So, it's not a one-man operation, so let's not start acting like it. Let's roll. The worst thing you can do is worry about the shakiest wheel on the car. Replace it and move on. That'd be my mindset. Otherwise, you're going to get your behind toe up worrying about somebody who I love. He's great, but he's not 100%. Next. Unless you MJ, next. Otherwise, we're going to end up losing. Farting around with you. Okay. And you ain't even scoring 20 points again. I got to move on. That's just me.
You didn't answer the question, because I was gonna say you danced with the girl that brought you there.
That's right.
You already said she got a shaky heel. She ain't looking so good. It's elimination time.
Next.
Go on, sit this one out. Next. Let me pick up the next dancer. Yeah. I got you.
Appreciate you, dog. Hanging there with it. Benjamin, let's take this bad boy to break, and we'll continue on the other side, as they say.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.